This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. One of the most sensitive topics in Florida politics has to do with oil rigs creeping closer to our shores. Recently, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke took Florida off the table when it comes to offshore oil drilling. That was lauded by Governor Rick Scott.
I'm appreciative that the secretary came to Tallahassee to sit down and talk about it and has committed that as a result of our interest in making sure that there's no drilling here, that Florida will be taken off the table.
But shortly after that announcement, a top Interior Department official contradicted Zinke, saying no formal decision on a ban had been made. But what about Governor Scott? His statement led to claims that he's flip-flopped on drilling. Well, to talk about that, let's talk with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Allison, didn't Scott used to run with the drill baby drill crowd?
So I maybe wouldn't go as far as the drill baby drill crowd, but we rated this full flop, which means there was a change in position. So like you mentioned, when Rick Scott was meeting with U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, a lot of people kind of were claiming that Scott had flip-flopped on drilling. And so we looked into it, and what we found is that Scott clearly campaigned in 2010 on expanding oil drilling. So if you look at his campaign website then, Scott said he explored the expansion of domestic drilling, but he also said he wanted to keep Florida's beaches clean. But when Trump's administration proposed an expansion of offshore drilling, Scott said he opposed the idea, and that sounded a lot different from his stance in 2010. So we gave Scott a full flop on this.
In Scott's defense, he changed his position after the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, didn't he?
Yeah, so when we reached out to Scott's campaign, they said that when he had his campaign website up in May 2010, that was posted before the Deepwater Horizon explosion in April, and then they later updated it to add the phrase about the environment and safety standards. So his campaign website was kind of written up before this disaster.
So I guess it could be said that his position has kind of evolved since the BP disaster. He's been against oil drilling since then?
Yeah, you know, he really has always kept a straight line on wanting to protect Florida's coast and how much they generate for the economy as far as jobs. So he has been pretty protective of Florida's coast, but tracking down his specific stance on oil drilling can get a little tricky when he mixes that with the desire to expand offshore drilling.
Yeah, now Scott has had somewhat of a green renaissance lately. For instance, he's backing funding for land preservation programs after zeroing it all out for the past several years. Do you think that maybe a cynic can believe that it's related to reports that he's planning to run for U.S. Senate next year?
Yeah, so Scott's announcement came as the term limited Republican governor is poised to potentially run against Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, who is a huge opponent of an expansion of drilling. So I think that's fair to say.
Keeping with the oil drilling theme, Gwen Graham, the former congresswoman and candidate for governor to replace Scott, recently called out one of her Republican opponents, Ron DeSantis, for supporting offshore drilling. She tweeted, "In Congress, Ron DeSantis was the deciding vote against our state's right to protect Florida waters from drilling." What is that all about, Allison?
So we rated this claim half true, and it's really hard to say if there's ever such a thing as the deciding vote with all the close calls in Congress. But Graham is actually referring to a vote that happened in the summer of 2013. Then U.S. Representative Alan Grayson, a Democrat from Orlando, he proposed an amendment to the Offshore Energy and Jobs Act. That was a pretty big bill pushed by House Republicans. That larger bill was aiming to expand U.S. offshore energy production, but the amendment, or how Grayson describes it at least, would have ensured the ability of Florida or any state to prohibit the use of drilling within its boundaries. So the vote on Grayson's amendment was very close. It was 210 against the amendment and 209 for the amendment. So there's no question that DeSantis, who of course voted against this amendment, was very critical. But saying DeSantis was the deciding vote goes too far. Technically, any of the 209 other people who voted against the bill could be considered the deciding vote. And there was also a lot of debate among Republicans and Democrats about the significance of the amendment. Democrats saw it as it's securing Florida's right to protect Florida's waters, but Republicans say the amendment wouldn't have changed the powers that were already laid out in the state. So there was really a lot of things to consider with Graham's claim. So everything considered and the deciding vote aspect, we rated it half true.
Now, since then, DeSantis has come out against drilling, right? Didn't he embrace Scott's opposition to the offshore drilling plan put forth by the Trump administration?
Yes, he was on Fox and Friends, and he said that he agreed with Governor Rick Scott's opposition to the expansion of oil drilling. His position, too, is a little squishy, much like Governor Rick Scott's. He often calls for protecting the coast, but he did vote for this Offshore Energy and Jobs Act bill at the time, and of course, that would have expanded U.S. offshore energy production. So nailing down his position's a bit tricky, but yeah, most recently he did agree with Governor Rick Scott's criticism of the expansion.
You know, maybe all the squishiness from both sides is related to the fact that I believe most polls show the vast majority of Floridians are opposed to offshore drilling, right? They value their beaches and their fishing.
Yeah, it's something that always comes up in Florida politics, oil drilling. So I think a lot of constituents definitely do care about the coast, and Mr. DeSantis, of course, he's actually a representative for a coastal area, so I think that, too, makes it pretty important for his constituents.
All right, Allison Graza, PolitiFact Florida, thanks for drilling through the political mud to get to the truth.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.